Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InternetWrestle.com, our friends around the country at all the websites. This interview brought to you by our friends at ClinchGear. You'll find them online at ClinchGear.com. Check out their brand new collection of board shorts. I think you will be very, very surprised. Let's head up to Grand Rapids, Michigan. For the first time, we interview an old Michigan State coach, a young man who made his bones at the University of Minnesota under Jay Robinson as an athlete, and then Tom Minkle, his boss there at Michigan State for a number of years. Now he has formed an organization about 10 years ago, actually, called New Way. He joins us now, Dave Dean. Dave, how are you?
Hey, great, Scott. Thanks for asking.
Give us a brief idea of what the National United Wrestling Association for Youth is all about.
Really, it's something that we started at the state level and built into, the growth into a national organization, which is being called New Way, has just been very organic. In the beginning, we weren't really thinking of anything on a national level, just doing a great job getting our hands around the state of Michigan and redeveloping, all the processes and the momentum within our state and getting it healthy again. And as we did that, we had people coming in across the border from, Indiana and Ohio and wanting to know how they could implement the same thing within their states. And from there, it just, the idea is just really caught on and networked. And I didn't know really how to describe that until I had a guy out in California tell me that's organic growth. So
wait a minute.
It's really grown organically.
Grassroots are what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Grassroots, a grassroots focus. The philosophy really is, and it grows out from here, is, hey, if Michigan does a great job of taking care of its house in terms of wrestling, and every state in the country would do the same thing, our country would be rock solid.
So your interest in growing wrestling, primarily folk-style wrestling around the country at the grassroots level, has fostered, I think, tremendous growth over 10 years. You've just added, for example, Arizona. They've joined the fight to save folk-style wrestling through New Way, and they're holding their first event coming up a little later on this month, September 25th and 26th, and I think that'll be held at Embry-Riddle. Is that true?
Yes. Yep, that's going to be, it's kind of neat because it's a full circle kind of thing for me and Kenny Ramsey. And Kenny and I haven't even talked about it, but the guys that are kind of between us are working together, putting that thing together. And that's it's just a great thing. It's totally creating excitement with California, Arizona, Nevada kids, and giving them some things and helping them get out and do some fun things, in a different location. And get to see a great school in Embry-Riddle and connect there too, put them right on their campus.
So we're looking at young people across the country getting an opportunity to wrestle in some unique events, and let's boil it down even further, just to be able to wrestle in an affordable manner. Your charge for a yearly or an annual membership, I call it, is what, $15? Is that what I'm reading?
Yeah, it's $15. State associations charge that. In there, there's a margin where state associations can create budgets so they can, so they can develop and promote wrestling within their own states. I mean, it's a really oversimplistic, it boils down basically to that. The other thing, what they get out of it is great and committed, partners, these directors from different states that are going to reach out and help support each other. And it's really a phenomenon that's taken across the country. We've added Arizona. Of course, Nevada has an association. Out there on the West Coast right now, we have Arizona, Nevada, California, Washington, and Oregon, and actually have two new groups that are developing both in New York and Maryland to join our groups in New Jersey and Pennsylvania, stretching all the way back here to Michigan. So a lot of great things going on.
And it's rather interesting to watch how you're growing because it's in wrestling-rich states. Where you'd think there would be enough events, but obviously there's not, and you're seeing, exceedingly good growth. You're at approximately 15,000-20,000 members now, looking to see that number go over 30,000 by Christmas or by the end of the year at least. And I applaud that. Good job by you guys. Now, there's another event that follows that event that'll take place in Arizona with AZ Way, and that is the New Way Southwest Kickoff Classic. Las Vegas, Bally's, are you kidding me? Talk to us about this, Dave. This looks to be kind of a big event.
Well, it's really the brainchild of Ernie Ciasio, the director out in California, and Scott Nemchek of Las Vegas, Nevada, you know, coming together and then convincing me, you know, we're not jumping off a cliff by doing this. But, you know, actually, we're not jumping off a cliff. It's so cool. I had no idea how cool. You know, I've been out to Las Vegas and wrestled in the pavilion, but I'd never really been in the Bally's. But once I went in there and I checked out their event center and saw a dead center strip, it's just what a cool place for you know, young guys to go and hang out, wrestle, and experience, and to do it on Halloween. Because you hear nothing. I mean, when you ask the people out in Las Vegas what Halloween is like, they're just like, crazy. Hey, that's the hottest weekend in Las Vegas of the whole year. So we're just totally pumped up. Can't wait.
Well, I hope you guys have a great time. It's going to be an exciting time for sure. That'll take place October 30th, 31st, Las Vegas, Nevada. By the way, fans, you can find out more about New Way at newwaywrestling.net. Now, remember, that's not N-E-W. It's N-U-Way-Wrestling.net. Easy enough to find on the internet. Plenty of people to communicate with there. Right there, you'll find the executive board listed out. National events, state organizations. And that's broken down even further with their websites, et cetera, membership information. The basic New Way mission is available. And I think that's one of the things I must apologize to our listeners and to you, Dave, and to the greater wrestling public, that I have not done a good job telling this story, or at least asking the right questions. So please accept my apologies, and let's hope that this is the first of many opportunities we'll have to share your story and that of New Way. What do you expect from New Way in the years to come? We're on year 10 for you, but what do you expect from the years to come?
What I expect, and of course this is visionary, but as the structure grows, it empowers us. But to follow in the path, you know, that we started right here in Michigan on our local level here, right in Michigan, is to become more of the same, which is a system that supports folk style wrestling from youth all the way into the college ranks, and every aspect of it, the college programs themselves, the high school programs, the youth programs, the athletes, you know, financially, and the people with support systems, you know, technologies, everything that can pull in and support, you know, our sport coming into the 21st century, in all aspects. And then as far as the mission goes, that's exactly the people that we want to be working with as it spreads across the country. And we want to help them develop into those same similar types of systems and have a great working relationship with those folks. How we look at it, if you bring, you know, people who are like-minded and of goodwill working together, and they start supporting one another, you'll have 10 times the productivity by doing so.
There are
we've experienced that at every level.
There are some folks out there that have said that you might be looking to go up against a USA Wrestling or an AAU or whoever. Has that been your ultimate goal, or are you just looking to establish your own organization with your own set of rules, your own set of state organizations that would be under a larger umbrella?
You know, it's really not the focus. I'm not against, you know, USA Wrestling or AAU. Not interested in the Olympic movement, you know, per se. I don't see us ever becoming freestyle or Greco-Roman oriented, because I think that's a distraction from a real important mission. The mission right now for the guys that I'm working with and the guys that are coming into our association is to take care of our folk style wrestling culture from top to bottom and bottom to top. And that's a focus. For better or for worse, that's what this association is all about.
Where does it come from, Dave Dean? Where does your passion for folk style and your energy to put this organization together and to make it successful, where does that come from?
it comes from the fact that we've got well over 100 years of culture and folk style wrestling, and everything that it did for me and kids that I grew up with, and up and down, as far as the men that we've become, and a respect for that system, and how important, you know, it is, you know, for all the kids that are gonna, you know, come into, you know, this world, coming into the future, and being, you know, and how important of a system it is for their development into the kind of people that they're going to become.
Every year, there are athletes from across the country that are going to be striving to be champions within New Way. Where will your 2010 and 2011 championships be held?
They're going to be held this year in Battle Creek, Michigan. Probably going to, you know, we're looking at moving that to Chicago in the near future.
Okay, and you know what? Chicago's a great growth market. They have a lot of space up there, and a lot of good wrestling, a lot of good wrestlers. My God, Lee Kemp is up in Chicago now. And how about the new head coach at Northwestern? Nice job there. We're talking with Dave Dean, New Way founder, National United Wrestling Association for Youth. On the website, you'll find it at newwaywrestling.net. And I'm looking here. It says State Sovereignty National Union. So you believe in sovereignty, but you also believe in a unified effort, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when you look at the states, you just can't sit there and look at them as that they all have the same, you know, the one size fits all. Every state has unique situations. They have their own cultures that you need to respect. And I guess another way to say it, they all have needs.
Yeah.
So if you're not open to being tuned in to what their needs are and to work with them to help them build and develop, then, you know, there's no way you can manage this whole thing and hold it together.
So I think it's a different way to look at it, and I, for one, am very pleased to be able to help discover for myself and for our listeners a little more about New Way. I've been hearing about it from a lot of folks around the country at a variety of levels. A lot of our college coaches, our assistant coaches that are involved and not involved but are participating, you know, that they're saying a lot of good things. So it's, you know, real refreshing for me to be able to talk to you today, Dave, and I hope you keep the lines of communication open between New Way and us here at TDR and TDR-TV, because all we want to see in the end result is to see kids be able to wrestle in the folk style and to be able to advance their careers on to college and be more, you know, I think better members of our society, and I think we've proven that out. You were lamenting earlier to me that you think you're a better person because you got to wrestle for Jay Robinson. I mean, he taught you how to be a better person through hard work and perseverance. Yes or no?
Absolutely. And just knowing, you know, how Jay has lived his life and the things that, you know, the things that he's been through himself personally, I said, you know, that kind of leadership, that kind of mentorship is so invaluable. And especially today, you know, I work in the public school system, and you see some of the, you know, lost boys, you know, anymore, and you're going, more important than ever that these boys have a system that produces people like Jay Robinson, and, you know, and Jay would probably credit, you know, Myron Roderick and some guys like that in his life. That, you know, and that's all part of a legacy, and you know, the respect for having and keeping intact a system like that is just hugely invaluable, you know. And I, you know, when they say wrestling's important for this country, well, that's where I see why it's important for this country. We have to protect the system that reseeds itself and reinvests and keeps the, you know, positive growth and momentum going. And, you know, and we have a great system right now. It's just been beat up a little bit. And, you know, I just have the strongly held opinion. If we just get down to the business of getting focused on it and fixing it, you know, at the right levels, which is at the grassroots level and all the way up, if we really made a commitment and the focus of that, it's probably the 90% solution.
It's been a pleasure talking with Dave Dean. Dave, we'll look to catch up with you and keep this dialogue going. We appreciate the opportunity. For New Way, again, you can find them online at nuwaywrestling.net. For all of us at TDR TV, internetwrestle.com, thanks for listening to the special interview with Dave Dean.